Someone asked me whether he can make toast on Shabbos. Now, to put bread in the oven would be forbidden because that would be what's called mechzik mevashel. There's an appearance of cooking if you put food in an oven on Shabbos. But what about if you were to put, let's say, bread on a non-adjustable hot plate? So there, it's not mechzik mevashel. There's no appearance of cooking according to many poskim because people typically don't cook on a non-adjustable hot plate. And also, there's no concern you're going to change the temperature because it's non-adjustable. But is this considered bishul? We know the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Siman Shin Yud Ches Seif Dalet writes, Ein bishul achar bishul, bedavar yavesh. If you have a cooked food, let's say a cooked piece of chicken, and then you put it in boiling hot water, so then you're not considered that you're cooking it again. Because once something is cooked, what's a dry food is already cooked. It cannot be halachically cooked again on Shabbos. What about bishul achar fia? Once you have a piece of bread, is there a halachic prohibition on Shabbos to cook that bread, let's say in hot water? So this is a debate between the Yoreim and the Ravya. The debate's found in the Mordechai in Masechet Shabbos, Perakira Remez Shin Beis. So according to the Yoreim, just like we hold that if you cook matzah, matzah is baked. If you cook matzah, you can no longer fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. So what does this demonstrate? That yesh bishul achar fia, that cooking significantly transforms a baked food. So just like if you cook matzah, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. So too, if you cook, so therefore the act of cooking on something baked is halachically significant. So too, you would not be allowed to cook something that's baked on Shabbos. You'd violate the Torah prohibition of Bishul. The Ravya disagrees, and he holds Ein Bishul Achar Fiyah. He says, no, Pesach is an exception. Matzah is an exception. If you cook matzah, so you don't have the taste of matzah in your mouth anymore. So that's a matzah halacha. But normally we hold Ein Bishul Achar Fiyah, and there's no prohibition, Torah prohibition, to cook a baked item on Shabbos. Now, question is, why do we hold Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah? So here, Rabbi Willig explains that there's a machlokas, the Egle Tal and the Taz. The Egle Tal is found in the Be'erum and Belechas HaOfa Os Tesvav, and there he says why we hold Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah, why you cannot cook bread on Shabbos is because it's a different halachic status. Now, let's say a food is roasted or baked, so the cooking supersedes the roasting or the baking. Because roasting or baking only impacts some surface depth, but the cooking cooks the entire food. So that's why yesh bishul achar fiyah. However, if you have a baked item and then you bake it some more, even though you're making it crispier, that, according to Egle Tal, it would seem that that would not be prohibited on Shabbos, because you're not significantly changing the baked food. However, the Taz writes that the reason why we hold Yesh Bishul Achar Fiyah is because you are changing the taste of the food. When you cook something baked, you are significantly changing the taste of the food. That also applies if, let's say, you roast baked something that's baked. You take something that's baked and then you roast it, you are creating, let's say, better tasting bread. So when you bake bread, let's say, on a non-adjustable hot plate and you're making it crispier, you are significantly changing the nature of the bread, in which case it would be forbidden. So Rabbi Willig understands that the question of whether you're allowed to toast bread on Shabbos depends on this machlokas Egle Tal and the Taz. Is the issue whether you are changing sort of the halachic status, which would not apply by, let's say, toasting a baked item? Or do we say that no, as long as you are significantly improving the taste of the food, then it's considered, quote unquote, bishul or a fiyah on Shabbos, even on a prior baked item? So it happens to be that Ravad Yosef and Yechaved Das, Chelak Gibel, Sibah, and Chav Beis is lenient in this regard. However, the Shmir Shavas Kolchasa is strict. That seems to be the dominant position, at least among Ashkenazim, that we don't toast bread even on a non-adjustable hot plate, despite the fact that some poskim like the Chavadas are lenient.